Penn State's reputation in the fashion industry is something you would hear from everyone when you're in New York City.
I will say we're quite well known for being hard workers.
Kent is really known for delivering well-rounded students.
Kent has one of the most prestigious fashion programs in the U.S. and also internationally ranked.
Our alumni are in every corner of the industry, every job position that you can imagine.
They all are ready. They have all the courses. They have everything under, you know, under their belt.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, The Bonfire with Big J. Oakerson and Dan Soder.
Faction Talk Sirius XM 103. Two very fun guests in today. You can see them on their new season of Flatbush Misdemeanors, available for streaming now on Showtime, Hulu, and Amazon Prime. So proud of both these guys. Good friends Dan Perlman and Kareem Green joining us today.
Fuck yeah.
Stars of the show.
Fuck yeah. Streaming now.
Streaming now. Yeah, Kareem, you... You can talk.
Like, oh, yeah, I know. I didn't want to break it. I don't know the protocol.
Break it. There's no protocol.
Yeah, they really let us run wild. They're kind of idiots.
If you do the stress inside of me. Oh, yeah. We come in too loosey-goosey when it's like, oh, I got to do a real introduction. I'm like.
Well, because some of them want, jeez, when you do that thing where they're like, they give like a 10-minute intro. Oh, and you have to like pretend like you're not there, you know?
Yeah, that's what you know. Like, I want to jump in like, what?
Yeah.
The most awkward thing is when someone, the only thing they're promoting is like their social media. And then you just go, it's like,
well, I'm going to leave now.
So you're but when your first thing is just like, because you can follow them online at Kareem Green. It's Kareem Green.
That's the new clubs and colleges.
Yeah.
It's social media.
But that's the funny thing is, I think I did something else with you. I think it was probably Skank. And then you was like, you want to, he was like, you want to promote something? I was like, I got nothing.
That's so funny. Like, what dates you got coming up? What dates you got? None? He goes,
come on down to Footprints.
My favorite intro someone told me recently was, you know, Ronan Hirschberg.
Yeah.
So he got introed years ago. His only credit was Laughs on Fox at the time. He tells the host, and the host goes up and he's like, all right, this next guy, he wants you to know that he was on Laughs on Fox.
That's really funny.
He wants you to know is so brutal.
He'd like to tell you that
this dickless little boy.
I was told specifically to tell you that he's on Laughs on Fox, and none of you will ever do that.
Dan Perlman and me will always share. He sent me an audio he just took in an open mic once of a guy, and it has spread so much in the world.
I saw Brian Six just
Brian Six
last night.
Shane, oh, I was just on tour with that Burt Kreischer tour.
Yeah.
Shane, it came up like three times. The thing I play the. I still have an email Clinton. From Dan. It's the best thing ever.
Bill Clinton.
Well, there was Clinton. This guy.
Yes, yeah, so he loves who, Bill Clinton.
Yeah, there was this guy. He was like holding court outside the mic. He was one of these like older guys who was like, "You kids are doing it wrong."
Oh,
you have to. This is how you do it.
The back in my day guy.
Yeah, he's the back in my day guy.
At a mic.
But we're at like Broadway Comedy Club at like 6 p.m. Like it's like crazy. and then he gets up and says, it's like a mesmerizing set.
It's mesmerizing.
Because it's like.
I've heard it at least four times in Jay's Car Smoking Weed.
Yeah, it's all like one sentence stream of consciousness. Mm-hmm. Like he'll kind of start at what he thinks is the punchline and then it'll like word associate into a new bit.
It's
and then,
jazz.
Yeah, it's very much jazz.
It's insane person jazz.
Me and Dan used to sit outside in a car, stay in New York, and just go, we'd bring like more and more ridiculous comedy things. And I'm not going
to,
I brought, so Dan's very familiar with, because we bring the Stephen Scott on a boat doing the impressions. Remember, he does the impressions of the musicians
to their face while they're playing guitar.
Yes, yes, yes.
We've watched that clip on this show.
Oh, we have drops from it when he finished doing it. What do you have them?
He's like, so to explain to you, Kareem, this like he's on a cruise ship, right? Uh-huh. And there's like a real band playing instruments, mm-hmm. and this corny dude, Steve and Scott's like.
He crunches up a story where he's like,
he does guitar noises with his mouth, where he'll be like, but he'll like act like he's playing the guitar. Mm-hmm. So this guy will be playing the real guitar, yeah, and then he'll walk up and be like, "I got this," and it's an inflatable guitar, and he's like, mm-hmm. "He's like, yeah."
Oh, he's got a Michael Winslow in him.
Yes, yes, that's exactly it.
He's like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then he plays it, and then he does this smug shit where he's like,
"He's back in my days, we didn't use instruments, we used our mouths."
Yeah, that's it. And he goes, "We didn't have money for instruments." That's exactly what he says. Play the drop.
Oh yeah.
So he does this. He goes, "Oh yeah."
So that's what he'll do. He'll go, he goes, "I used to play the trumpet in my house," and you go, "Beep, beep, 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 beep." "What? Oh,
oh yeah." See what I mean?
I remember one you showed me where it was like, I don't know if it was like Australia's Got Talent or one of those.
Yep.
And it's a guy, he gets up and he just stole a bunch of like Billy Connolly bits or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he like goes to the finals, and then in the week in between, they caught him stealing all that. What? And so then,
yeah,
and then they have him go up.
He's got big crazy teeth.
Yeah. And so they like shame him. And so like, now you have to do your own material. So he goes up and does his own material, and it's like, it just like bombs horrifically.
And he's been killing with Billy Connolly.
Yeah. With like, yeah.
Whoever. Just 1 week. Yeah. Just 1 week. The first week he got one of those like, the slow-mo of the everyone cheering
standing
for
ovations
him and shit.
And the
yeah.
judges are like amazing. And then he bombs with his own shit. And then the judges, none of whom are comics, are like, "You know what? Keep going. Keep doing other people's material." "You know what? Yeah, your stuff is bad, and maybe you didn't write it, but you delivered it well. Like
you sold that joke."
They suggest, they go, "Yeah, you're not going to move on, but like, if you would have maybe just come and done other people's jokes again, maybe
we try doing someone else's stuff, like Bill Cosby." Or
but if you
he's
remember,
in a lot of trouble.
It's
now.
Very awkward the way his set goes. He bombs with his own material, and then he just sings "I Started a Joke" by the Bee Gees.
He can't do 5 minutes, so he just sings for the last 2.5 minutes,
like a produced thing.
Wow.
"I started a joke."
Yeah, yeah.
I give him props for doing that though.
The balls on that? Yeah,
to
show up.
My favorite, my favorite bombs.
Yeah. From
on a television show.
Yeah, a top star. Known top star.
Kareem, do you remember, what was it, Uptown Comedy Club in Atlanta, though?
I know that place.
There's one great bomb from there where the guy, they're filming something, and the guy, when he comes out, he's just eating it from the get-go, and then in the middle he goes, "Come on, y'all." He goes, "You got to give me more than that." He goes, "You know, I'm going to reintroduce myself." This is like 5 minutes in. And he goes backstage and reintroduces himself. He comes back out. And the joke he walked off on, he goes, "Y'all broke, man. Y'all ever realize when you're broke?" And they're like, someone's like, "Shut up," or whatever. He goes, "No, y'all ain't going to do that. Come on, we're taping it. I'm going to reintroduce myself." And then he comes out. He goes, "What's up, y'all? It's good to be here. Yo, who's all broke here, man? Any of y'all broke?" He just starts the same exact place again, which is funny.
Oh, watch out. That fucks with the mics.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all good. You remember the SiriusXM? It's terrible equipment.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fucking $1 million thing, and if you set your fucking water down too firm, it fucks all the audio
up. I do this on my podcast all the time.
I know.
No sense putting money.
Trust me, it took
equipment.
7 years of us learning
that. Son of a
bitch. Of me putting my hand down and then being like, that
fucked
up the mic.
He's like, "Damn, stop touching things."
Like, I learned that I can't even like touch the mic. I have to be like,
"How dare you? Somebody already did it. Marcus Silva, you son of a bitch. I screen tested to be the guy in This Is Us with her." He made it me hugging her.
It would have been huge.
We almost made out.
It would have been hot.
So weird. So, so weird. But that guy at the Uptown Comedy Club.
You look very jolly.
When he's doing his thing, he goes, I remember it's like a minute apart. He goes, "Man, I'm from Oakland, man. I've been through worse shit than this. You all going to get me off this motherfucking stage?" And they're like, "Boo." And he goes, "You know what? I'm going to go."
He didn't even fight back.
He's like, "Fuck, I'll get out of here. I'm sorry."
He's trying to trickle. He's trying to mentally, you know, he's trying to Jedi mind trickle.
He goes, "We'll get him next time."
He goes,
"You
want me to leave?"
I'm going to leave on my turn.
He goes, "We'll get him next time." And he leaves. And then the host comes out. The video's long, but his thing's only like 3 minutes. The next five is the host coming out and just torching him. He's like, "You see him lose the confidence." Just keep overdoing on a TV taping for something. Damn, it was vicious.
Oh, my God.
Dude, "I'm going to get out of here" has got to be the most defeating thing you can say on stage. You go, "You know what?
I'm going to head out.
I got to get out of here."
But right after you go, he goes, "You ain't get me off stage.
That's
I've been through worse shit than this." He goes,
"The setup.
You know what?" I remember at Uptown Comedy Store here, Crazy Sam's show, I remember saying, and I wasn't paid yet, but I said the line when the crowd was like not liking me.
"Oh, I already got my money?
I was like, I don't give a fuck. I already got my money. This don't mean shit to me." Uh-huh. I go, "So I'm doing the show no matter what." And then it's here, boom, ding, ping, boom, ba doom, ding. Beep, beep. And I'm like, they put the music on, and Crazy Sam comes up to me and he goes, it's my first time meeting him. He goes, "Hey, man." He goes, don't worry about it, man. Shit happens. It happens. Don't worry about it. I go backstage and he goes, damn. Yo, if that motherfucker gets paid, I'm whooping somebody's ass up in here. I'm like, oh, that's not the same guy I just talked to.
Yeah. Yeah, he's wow. a different guy. He seemed I seen different. Him in LA a few years ago and he's just like a totally, he ain't got no dreads, got a bald head. He's like a monk.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like crazy Sam. He goes, and he, there was no crazy left.
He goes, I'm peaceful Sam.
Yeah.
I'm actually pretty, I'm even balanced.
I'm Zen Sam. Stay.
Yeah.
Zen Sam. You
know I'm Zen Sam.
You're like, how you doing, brother? You
know, I'm Sam Aste.
I was like, man. Dude,
it's always crazy when you see these real maniacs that you start out with, and then 10 years later you see them, and you're like, oh, you're like, you're all calmed down. Oh,
it's
you're,
aging
you're
in general.
Doing, you're doing great.
Yeah.
You're often doing much, much better.
You leveled out.
Yeah. Oh, shit, it all caught up. Good
I
for you.
I punched somebody in, and he's huge.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard he punched somebody in the face. And he's big, so but I heard when he punched him, on the way back, they said you could see his hand swelling. that's something else right there. That's next level.
As
and the thing is,
back?
When you was in there, you like when he talks to you or whatever it is, like he'll say, "Yeah, I ain't get my money," and he be like, "Hey, nobody get it," and you know that he's dead serious.
Yeah,
about and you ain't even gonna go with that. I'm sorry,
oh, they didn't give me my money.
You don't even, huh?
They didn't give me money.
Oh, of course not.
I remember Kareem. Actually, you'll remember this because Kareem's one who made me. I wasn't overthinking it.
Yeah.
That the lady who was in charge of paying you wouldn't come out and pay me. And you'll remember when I said this, and I, because me and Kareem lived near each other at times, so I'd see him, and I was like, yeah, and then I was like, hey, I'm supposed to, like, Smiley's supposed to pay me. And he was like, yo, you got jumped by a girl. They had to keep coming out saying, Smiley said you're not going to be paid tonight.
Smiley.
A little tiny girl named Smiley.
Oh, my God, dude. That's so fucking funny. And just a cute nickname.
I think I might have saw it. Was she a light-skinned girl?
Yeah. Real time. She used to run that Uptown Comedy.
Yo, I seen her in my building right now. She works on the bottom floor, and she does colonics.
What?
Nice.
Yeah.
Damn. Well,
she's like, you come by anytime. I'm letting
I should come through.
Yeah.
I should come
through.
Wash me out.
You got to be anonymous to go in my booty.
I'll come through. I'll be, hey, remember me? You shoved it in my ass back in 1999.
You know, it's crazy. You want to clean me out again?
Yeah, it's crazy that 23 years later, you're pulling all this shit out of me instead of stuffing it in me. With your bullshit.
Smiley.
It's hilarious how time changes everybody. He's a monk and she's a shit flusher.
But even, you know, you were saying about Dan, you intern at Ron and Fez. I remember doing Ron and Fez, and Dan was the guy that come and got me.
Yeah,
where he's
hey,
come on to the studio. And then
get you the waters and stuff.
And then I, you know, and then
great,
you're on. And
great,
then
great waters.
I got unbelievable. So cold, crisp.
Haven't gotten water haven't gotten water that good since Dan Perlman.
And then, yeah, they don't even have water over there anymore.
I went straight to the well.
Yeah.
Scooped it out of the well.
But then it's funny to be.
Where's Dan? He's at the springs. He'll be back in a minute.
And then you fast forward. And I did a small part on season two of Flatbush, and you see Dan directing the episode, holding the sides, and it's like
it's awesome,
he's still leading you to a place, but it's your mark.
Yeah.
He's like, cool. So be right here, and then the camera's gonna come around, and you're like, do you have any water?
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, you know what's funny? Small bottles of water.
Seeing
on you?
People go through that because when we were both out watching Nate direct Vecchione's special, but the thing is like. You see it and it looks right because like the knees crossed like this and he's got the headset on.
Yeah.
He's watching, but it's 2 seconds. You just go like, if you tap him on the shoulder, you go, dude, this guy says McDonald's sucks. He goes, McDonald's rules, man.
That's crazy.
He'll take it off and stop directing.
Yeah. Nate, nuts. He says Applebee's appetizers are fucking dog shit. He's like, who said that?
Who said that?
Hold on. Cut the camera off.
Yeah, because when you know people for so long, it's funny to just see, you guys
switch.
Know them.
Right?
You know?
Yeah, you know them from a different place.
You're like, oh, yeah, I don't fucking.
I even felt funny, Judd Apatow, when I met him the first several times, was only in stand-up, because he started doing stand-up at the, after they did Trainwreck, a lot at the Cellar. So I'd see him, and then when they did Crashing, and he directed the first episode that I was on. It was weird seeing, like, as a director, I was very back to, like, intimidated. I'm like, you know, that's fucking Judd Apatow, director, where I'd had, like, pleasant, just, like, bullshit conversation, bullshitting
just,
with him conversation.
Just a
like,
guy going
like
up,
oh,
yeah.
Wait, no, that's the fucking famous director, Judd Apatow, doing that.
Right, you just see him in his element.
Yeah.
Man about his business.
He's like, let me show you how I direct. Did he, just personal thing, because I know you and Pete were friends, in the pilot.
Did he make fun of me for being Jewish to get me to that place?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
But wouldn't that be awesome to get me to that place?
I love that director thing. It was like, we got to get you to that place.
Get that place.
It's unusual.
When you in the pilot, did you go out for the character named Jay? Was there a character named Jay?
It was me.
Yeah. And it was like, did they put the real, like, what happened between you two as like friends?
Yeah.
In the pilot.
Pete. Yeah. That's the whole thing. That I was like helping him get into the clubs and stuff. But he, but then it was funny. And then Kurt didn't get his part. Greer Barnes got Kurt.
We had a couple of those. Yes.
Oh.
Where it's like awkward because you named the character after the
person. They stopped doing it. When I came in for a character, it wasn't mine. And then when I got it, the lady, because that's the same casting people who made me the thing in Hustler.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? But they told me afterwards, they were like, oh, yeah, that's like... they changed the names in the script for the audition for the sides. Right. So people didn't feel... nervous they were coming for themselves, right. Or bum that if they didn't get their own part,
or to know like if we're to name a character Yamanika and just send it out to people.
That's
like
so
anybody
funny.
Doing it is like, what am I doing? Like why would I bother doing this?
Yeah. There's a lot of those stories of people like Ben Bailey always told me one that he's like lost parts when or like even voiceover stuff where it's like looking for a voice in the vein of Ben Bailey from Cash Cab, and then he doesn't get it.
That is brutal.
I've taped for several. Like stand-up comedians my age named Dan or Dave and not gotten them. Like at least three.
That's so fucking funny to be. I mean, people, when you get an audition like that and if it's based on you, just reading through it and you're like, wait, this is me. I think I'm auditioning for me.
Yeah, you read it.
And then you don't get it.
It's Roy, pervy, fat, scumbag comedian. I'm like, I guess I could get myself there to be this guy, but
I'm gonna have to go full Daniel Day-Lewis.
You get the wrong script and it says your name.
That's crazy. You bomb as you.
Yeah.
Some people do. Yeah, some people really get in their heads.
Yeah,
like Kareem always like amps up a little bit from him, but some people really like shut down some comics.
The funny thing is like some of the lines we use from the pilot from the web to the to the script, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I said all this?
Yeah.
That's like, so funny. You don't
I couldn't remember none of this stuff.
You didn't remember. He called me after. He's like, can you send me that thing? Because I don't remember what I said.
Yeah, I had no idea. Because it was off the head.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like, it's in the universe. Yeah. It's not, you know what I'm saying?
How has it changed from going, you know, you start as a web series, and then it goes into season one, and now you're in season two. So now the Showtime believes in you. So
sure, yeah.
Is it easier? Was it easier season two than season one because you had season one under your belt?
It was definitely easier. Like the whole, I think all the production stuff was way easier just because we learned like
how to go through it,
and how to work with everybody. And then you have more trust with like the cast and stuff. And so everyone's played off each other. And so all that stuff is less of a mystery because when we're doing it before, it's like
We
haven't proven ourselves. And also we don't know, like we're just sort of writing it all blindly and then casting it. And it's straight to series, so it's like we could be an episode in and realize like, oh, we got that one wrong. And then you just have to, you know, tough it out or save it in the edit. But I think it was way easier. And then Showtime is always pretty hands off with notes.
Really?
So, yeah. At least in the first season. In the second season I think they started noting a little more, but honestly I like understood most of the ones they got. But yeah, I mean, it was definitely easier across the board.
Season three, you're like, we're coming for money.
Kareem's holding out for fucking that friend's cash.
Budget. Yeah.
Like, I want a trailer in my house.
Kareem, I remember the first day you're on set, it was such a comic thing. You knocked on my door. And you were like, that craft services, is it cash only or do they take card? And I was like,
I swear to you, I believe you. Because say me and Kareem, very similar thing. We're around the same age, and we also had like a, it was a journey, like comedy of like getting there was a journey. So there is, like I said, I just did that Burt Kreischer
that
weekend,
naivete.
And every time they pull it out, I'm like, this is for us for free.
No, I get to sleep.
I don't want
in
nothing.
Yeah, they really go, we're private jetting you to the next city, and you go, I'm not fucking coming off that kind of. Was it, are we breaking that down eight ways? Like, no, it's covered. Like, oh, I'm like, I'll just ride with the bus.
It really is. It really is like orphans getting like the Daddy Warbucks, totally. Where you're like, do I sleep? I sleep in the bed,
right? And then the actors come in and they're like, we're out of shrimp. Like they're like freaking out.
Yeah, dude,
the Warbucks are just like
season
I get
one of
these M&Ms.
Season one of season one of Billions. I would take like the lunches home. I would like have a lunch,
and
then I would have one where I'd be like, it was really amazing food. Season one was different than season two. Season one, they had crazy good food, and I was like, well, I'm taking this home. I'm not going to fucking let
this
go.
We had an ice cream truck.
Yeah.
We had an ice cream truck.
I got it for you guys.
It was. That was Dan, the man.
It wasn't God.
I mean, it's still a miracle to me.
I've done this for you. Everyone know what I've done for you.
It was Van Leeuwen, too.
I mean, hell yeah. That's how it ends.
And they had crepes, too, right? The crepes?
Yeah.
They had like a crepe truck.
It was. They would do these things season one where they'd be like, you're going to eat this wrap that we got from Connecticut, right? Mm-hmm. And I would talk to the prop guy and I'd be like, how many wraps do you have? And he'd be like, it's like 16. And I'd be like, are we going to go through all of them?
Throw a couple aside.
Dude, I swear to God, I go, are you going to throw them out? And he goes, well, yeah, probably. And I was like, can I have? Like, those are good wraps. And he was like, yeah, dude. And they're like, they don't find it charming. They're like, what?
How poor are you? I'm not good. The way I overthink, I can't believe.
It's so funny.
Like, I overthink because I'll be like, hey, I go, do you guys know, is like, there a place around here where I can go get like cigarettes or something? And they go, we're going to send a runner to go get you cigarettes right now. And I'm like, no, I'll go get it. Like, no, we're going to have you here and like, we're going to go send a runner.
You know, we're not used to being catered to.
I go, and then I start doing that. I start going, I guess get me like three packs, and they go, we're sending a runner to get them for you, and they come back with three packs. You're like, is this coming out of my pay?
Because you know what happens? The second you're going to adjust to that is the second you're back at fucking Bananas, and they're like, no green room. You got to sit in the bar. And you go, what? And you go, but I'm early.
You can go to Medieval Times across the street if you want.
Yeah, no. I don't know. Wait it
you
out.
You got to sit in the audience.
Bring seven people? You go, I'm the headliner.
No, yeah, they got me like an assistant this season, and when they got that, I was like, I don't have anything. I said to him, I was like, I have nothing for you to do. I'm not gonna have any money, bro. And then 2 weeks in, I was like, Donovan, I
can't. Donovan, where's my laundry?
I was gonna say, he goes, do you call this a crease?
Yeah. Donovan,
I don't know where you come from. Maybe that is a crease.
Donovan, I'm wearing the slacks you picked up. I'm going to give you a chance to tell me what's wrong with them.
I like the picture you pantsless. What was the guy in Casino? Yeah. Like me, you're walking around pantsless with the sock garters on, and you go, oh, okay, time for set. Put on my fresh slacks.
It's interesting that you're sitting, but I'm standing. We can switch that.
Donovan, you probably know this. Around this time, I get really hungry, and when I'm hungry, I don't eat. I get angry. Yet you don't seem to have me. A fresh tuna fish sandwich.
You don't
like
seem
so
to care.
Hey, why don't you care, Donovan? Do you not care about this show?
You had assistant. We had, was it PA?
Is
it
PA? Yeah, PA's. Yeah. PA's the ones that'll fuck you up because we moved. They'll go get you coffee, and it's the same thing Jay's talking about with the runner, where you're like, I can go get the coffee. And they're like, no, you can't leave set. We're waiting.
And I say things
it's uncomfortable to me, too, also having to tell somebody to do something that I know I can do.
But when they also go, I'll get it for you, I go like, I'll say things like, No, it's like a chai latte I get, so it's like $5.
This
isn't like a cup of coffee I'm getting like a $5 thing.
Crafty's like next door, and they were like, you want anything from Crafty? I'm like, I'll go get I still got shit from Crafty in my house from season one.
Salami roses.
That's so funny. He's got a Twizzler. He's got a big jar of Twizzlers.
I think Crafty literally wakes up the kid in you. Remember when you was a kid, you just candy store, you get, now it's all free.
You would never purchase nerd ropes ever.
And I know Kareem would run to the candy store because then we'd hear on the thing, and a PA would run by being like, we lost Kareem. And I was like, we didn't lose Kareem.
So fun.
Go check the gummy bear section.
Yeah, he's in a sea of mini Oreos.
You also don't realize, like, small shit that we would just do ourselves, that you would just do yourselves, you can get in trouble. Like, I moved my mark one time. Mm-hmm. Just on my mark, I moved it. They're like, don't you fucking touch that. There's a guy in the union that does that. And I'm like, I'm just moving it an inch up. And they're like, don't touch it.
How about the rule of when you go on, like, I know this gets broken a lot, but I've seen people take it seriously. When you're on the union breaks, like when they're at lunch, if you go like, hey, I was thinking when we come back, I should go. They go,
don't talk about it.
What? And you go, you're not allowed to talk about the show. I'm like, I was just going to say, would it be funny if I said, you're eating cereal, man.
And then just some old New Yorker comes up and he goes, you just broke section 130. He goes, you understand that now the Teamsters get twice the money, you fucking idiot.
We had that guy at the front desk with a pants full of balls.
Yeah.
He had a pants full. You know, old dudes have a pants full of balls.
Oh, Vinny?
Pants full of balls.
Dude, I walked in to shoot that
belt up here.
I had that, and I felt like it was a mafia setup because you guys were by that graveyard.
Oh, yeah.
And
we're right across the street from a cemetery.
From the.
And where everyone who worked on season one is buried. Yeah.
And, and just that old guy sitting in the front, and I walk in and I was like, hey, man, I'm just trying to look for this room. And it's like Goodfellas where he tells Jared to go get a jacket. He's like, yeah, go down there. I'm like, what?
He's like, this guy Vinny, he's like 85. He's literally in his 80s. Like, I think he's almost 85 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He goes hunting like every couple weeks. he'll always
got a few gold chains.
Yeah, some gold chains. Yeah, he's always got
old school. You know,
he's got some crazy story. I was just like, "How was your weekend?" And he's like, "I went to dinner. Me, my wife, five lesbians. Five."
Like, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's cool. That's crazy.
Out of this world. Out of this world story.
We also said the funny thing is too, when like you guys know. Like the crew now, two yeah. seasons, and it, even if it's like, you know, whenever you're working together that closely, like it was like Stan coming on set was the same thing. Like when you go anywhere where everyone else knows, like,
dude, I'm telling you right
I
now.
Said, this weekend I just had that because I said Shane and Mark Norman, the other guys who were on that Bert tour,
right.
have toured with Bert a bunch, so they know
right.
his crew.
Right.
So they come over and yeah. they go, "Hey, this is Andrew. He's the one that does all the social media. Hey, Andrew, say hi to Jay, you fucking queef jerk off asshole." And you'd be like, "Andrew, it's a pleasure to meet you. You're a very nice person.
I look forward to keep it professional."
And that guy comes over to me and he's nice, and while he's showing you, he goes, "Look, I made this thing for you. I cut this up so you can use it for your social." Like, dude, that's so sweet. I go, "Hey, Dildo, did you fucking cut dude. The video together yet?" And you're like,
"It's so funny when
sorry you have to deal with that, Andrew. I don't know you like that yet."
And that's the perfect way to talk about it because they've done a whole season yeah. together. And so right. I showed up just day of and they like moved me to the end of the day. So I was just hanging out at the studio, and in the hallway, you'd hear like Dan and Kevin joking around with like hair and makeup or stuff. And then I'd open it and it would go yeah. quiet, and they'd be like,
"This is the key grip. He's so gay for Perlman."
Yeah. But then like, I would open.
"Okay, that's cool, man. I don't have a problem with that."
It would sound like a house party. And then you'd open the door and they'd go quiet, and they're like, "We're not ready for you yet." Like, all right, I'll just go back in this room.
Music playing in the hallway.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
It's a party, and as soon as you open the door, it's
done. All, done.
Someone having to be official.
People wiping the walls. Making...
I think I still have that video on my phone of someone who has to be professional, and you just see him not, which I think I showed you this video a while back.
Which one?
I did some festival in Toronto, mm-hmm. a Rob Mayhew thing, and this girl was supposed to pay. I had to get to the airport. And we were at the last thing of the festival was Ludacris was performing outside this thing. Do you remember the story?
No.
This girl and I was like, "Hey, my flight's leaving in like an hour and a half. Like, yeah. I have to fucking get out of here." She goes, "Oh my God, let me go get your money." This is when you like needed the money. It couldn't be like, "Send it to me." I'm like, "No.
Give
I
gotta
get
now.
That check."
Right.
She goes, "Okay, shit, I'm so sorry. I know you gotta go. I'm gonna go get that check for you." And then like 10 more minutes of like waiting there. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, "Where is this lady?" And then Rob Mayhew just pushed me, points to the stage. She's on stage with Ludacris, like shaking her ass.
Oh, fucking funny.
I was like, "Yo."
In the side of the stage.
Yeah. So I swear to you, she was kind of like, she's like, "Oh, why don't you give me the 1 minute finger?" Like,
you're holding your carry on and a backpack.
Dude, I had all my luggage with me.
Yeah. You got the neck pillow.
She's up there going, "Throw them bows."
You're not exactly. It was like, "Move, bitch." She's like, I've been doing almost a choreographed dance.
And you're crumbling inside.
I'm like, "I just need this probably not that much money.
Please." Yeah, dude, that sucks. That fucking sucks when people don't want to do the job because they're like, you're ruining my fun.
Should we take a break and come back and ride this thing out?
Yeah, I forgot that the second break's the longest break.
Yeah, that's the long one.
Dumb. We got Kareem Green and Dan Perlman hanging out from Bushwick Misdemeanors. Streaming
Flatbush
Misdemeanors. Streaming now. I looked down and read wrong.
I'm on the show.
And I'm going to tell you right now, they didn't treat me well. And that's why I'm dive bombing this.
Then we're going to get into the second
Crown
part.
Heights mistakes.
Yeah, he goes. It's
of the set abuse.
From a story of felonies.
You can also catch him on Millionaires.
Yeah. I got written off that show because I refused to call the show by its real name. Flatbush Misdemeanors, both seasons streaming now on Showtime, Amazon Prime, and Hulu. We'll be right back. It's The Bonfire. With proper names. I got that right.
Hey, what's going on? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let me tell you something right now. The winter is leaving and the spring is coming. There's a lot of things happening. We're going to be hanging out again. We're going to be with each other again. You know, barbecues and going to the lake. And maybe your battery's awesome. Maybe your life battery's charged. But maybe you're a little sad. Maybe you don't know what's going on. But I'll tell you right now, I need somebody to talk to on a regular basis because I can't do this stuff myself. I can't figure it out. I get into trouble when I start doing it on my own. My best thinking has gotten me into a lot of trouble. So what do? I talk to somebody. I use another person to bounce stuff on, to help me with self-awareness, goals, and achievements. I get them to get me thinking on the right path so I can do the things I want to do and be the person who I really am around the people I love, especially with this summer coming up. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, which I love. You don't have to go in 45 minutes, find a parking spot, go upstairs, wait in a creepy room with some sound machine, and then see somebody you know walking out as you're walking in. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapies anytime you want for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bonfire today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bonfire.
My name is Molly, and I'm a political science major at Kent State University. Kent State has these core values, kindness, respect, and purpose in all we do. Ever since I was old enough to understand the legal system, I've wanted to help serve justice, and I would like to be a prosecutor for the city of Cleveland and then hopefully move up to the county in the Justice Center downtown. Kindness and respect go a long way. As a prosecutor, you have to be kind to all parties of the courtroom to truly help everybody involved.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop at one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now. Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
And now, back to the Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
Yo, R. Kelly got more years than Ghislaine Maxwell.
Crazy. Crazy. He got 10 years.
The system is not. The system is set up against the black man. It's official.
Yeah, it is. Guys, wait a minute.
Some evidence she got 20. To pile up.
You know the funny thing? I just seen a guy who got out for shooting. I think it was a Reagan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's free.
I would think you'd be in there for the rest of your life.
Shooting the president.
Shooting a president.
Shooting at the president.
Yeah, like, you got to. You gotta
I think John Lennon's killer is up for parole. Who?
David Chapman.
Yeah, Mark David Chapman.
Mark David Chapman.
They'll never let that guy out. But that guy who shot Reagan, he was just trying to impress Jodie Foster.
He really was.
Yeah.
He just saw. That's really.
No.
She
hated Reagan?
No. She was in Taxi Driver. Mm-hmm. You ever see that movie? So no. it's like De Niro and Jodie Foster.
She's like a 14-year-old. She plays a 14-year-old prostitute in mm-hmm. Taxi
right.
Driver.
And so then the De Niro character is like a psycho and is trying to get another girl's attention by shooting the presidential candidate. So this guy watching the movie is I'll get Jodie Foster's attention by shooting the real president.
Wow.
And it worked in a way.
Turned her
she
lesbian.
Got her attention. Yeah.
That's the attention.
Turned her into a full-blown lesbian. So when we found that, when she came out of the closet, he had to be like, shit.
What?
You could have dropped that hammer. A couple years
ago. Oh my God.
Hey, Jode, I got my ass whooped by Secret Service.
Yo, Jodes.
Hey, Jodes.
We need to talk, Jody.
You could have told me you were questioning.
You need to do one more thing. Yeah. You turn full lesbian.
Jody, I need one mission out of you.
Yeah.
In trying to make sense of this, I have to say it's because R. Kelly is the Jeffrey Epstein of his story.
Mm-hmm. And Ghislaine was the She was
the
backup singer.
Yeah.
But Epstein was major. He had a whole island.
There's no way he wouldn't he would have gotten more than 30 years.
He would have gotten life probably.
Yeah. Who, Epstein?
Yeah.
No, you know the funny thing? The first time he got like
completely off.
Off, like work release.
Yeah.
Could go
but
home.
They found out why, but they found like it's all exposed as to why, so that's not gonna happen again. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. No one gets that kind of treatment twice he when he gets exposed.
He got because then the first time he
publicly
got out,
yeah.
There was like a celebratory dinner with like a bunch of famous people going to his like Fifth Avenue house.
Oh yeah,
being, that's like,
the first time he got off.
Your first, the first time he got released,
2011
was
the first
one.
Yeah, it was like a bunch of. It was like Woody Allen was there.
Yeah,
like
I remember
Katie,
that.
Woody
Katie,
Allen,
Katie yeah. Couric, and
that's hilarious.
Matt Lauer. I mean, that's everyone terrible.
He's like, well, it looks like the cow's making milk again.
I believe a Chelsea Handler was there also.
Whoa! Oh my god. He put the bug in his ear.
Milk again.
Guys,
they was celebrating with the pedophile.
The dairy is back open. Oh, I'm going for small and Asian. I would like some milk.
Was a known sex offender, Jim.
Damn, Bezos, Musk.
Hell yeah.
Damn, dude.
What's
I wonder how she's 20 years after all those girls.
Yeah.
I would think it'd be like at least 5 years or 20, 10 years for each girl.
The most
girl
awkward
type of thing
they described when the one girl described like them awkwardly. Like try like Jeffrey Epstein and her trying to awkwardly have a threesome with her, and she was like sitting in between them, and she goes, and they both just grabbed a tit. Just being sitting in the middle, just two hands coming like this from other people. You're like, okay.
Oh.
So is this a sequel or a remake?
So this whole island is yours? And he goes, why don't you look at me? Trying to kiss her? Over here. Hey, look over here.
He's like, yeah, I'm just going to, no, I'm okay. That's so fucking weird. So R. Kelly got 30 years.
Really?
Suspended sentence.
And this
get back
is his,
to singing.
This is his second time, too.
Yeah.
Like, because the first one, he
paid
had
off.
Official evidence.
Yeah, he paid that
video
off.
Video evidence.
He paid it off. Is there a money? Is there money you'll accept to have your daughter walk away from a pee tape? I don't know. I don't think so.
I heard by the time the case got to trial, she was eligible.
He's like, so really?
She's 23 now.
I timed it out.
You know what I'm saying? She's 23 now.
He's like, Your Honor, do you believe in time travel? Then what are we doing here?
Damn, if you're going to get the... Now you're not going to get the money. If you're somebody else he got now. Like, that girl got all the money to be quiet, and then it all came out anyway.
It's funny and...
Who? The P one?
The original girl. Yeah, that family got all the money, I think.
But there was a few in that video. One was a P girl, and the other ones was, I guess, just underage and... No pee.
If you, it's so funny.
Yeah.
By the way, how illegal child
is that a
pornography?
They call that a dry run.
Yeah.
How the illegal warm-ups. Child pornography is? It was just sold on the street
what?
For a couple months when the R. Kelly tape came
oh,
out.
Oh yeah, I had one.
I had one too.
I had a bootleg.
We got him. Move.
We were early twenties. I didn't overthink that.
But
it's
our
fucking
minds,
crazy.
In our minds, that wasn't child pornography. It was R. Kelly breaking the law. It wasn't like
right.
You know what I'm saying.
I know, but
we didn't equate it to that.
But it's so crazy that no one got in trouble for like just doing it on this, like selling it on the street. Of like it is child porn. Like
mm-hmm, yeah,
putting a picture of a naked kid and sending it to somebody else is
that's it.
That's child porn already.
It was in the '90s, right?
Yeah.
It was like pre. So it was like pre.
Well, it was like early 2000s when the tape came out.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
because I was in New York already,
and I knew this dude from Chicago too. And I was like, take this to Chicago.
Show them what he's doing.
Yeah, I gave it to him because also too in my mind I'd be like, I can't have this shit around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like you want to see it, but you don't want to.
Oh, it was a one watch, and you go like, oh fuck, he's peeing.
Like,
oh,
he did
shit.
It.
Oh, Jesus,
he did
really doing it. Because
you want to see, is it him? You want to see, did he do it?
Yeah,
is the girl
not,
really young?
There's not a lot of like rewatch of like, oh, I wonder if there's something I missed the first time.
Yeah.
It's like pretty much there. Yeah.
Oh no, I followed the stream the whole time.
Yeah, and it was the stream.
I followed it the whole time,
and it was a long pee too.
Yeah.
It was a morning piss.
It was a feature. Yeah,
it was.
It wasn't a short.
We just watched it recently too, but that's just the funniest. Still, is Chuck Berry farting in the girls' faces video? When he was a freak, Chuck Berry. They found his videos just farting in prostitute faces, and they're like, oh god, and he's like, yeah, take that fart,
suck on my fart.
Hilarious.
So
where is that?
He's like, it's on.
I'll watch that.
Yeah, everyone's of age.
Because
so
I'll watch that for the facial expressions of the women.
He like he lets it loose.
Gotta get that fall.
Suck on my fart.
Oh, that's hilarious. I feel like there's no harm, no foul.
Like, how much are you paying me again?
No harm, no foul.
No harm, no foul.
What are we basing that?
Because guess what? We've all smelt farts.
Yeah.
His was just a direct
is
shot.
Is a direct face blast a fart assault? I wonder if that's assault. Assault.
I think you got a new video series.
It's only assault if no funds are exchanged.
Yeah.
She's like, so are you going to sing Johnny B. Good?
Is
or?
Is it?
Yeah. She goes, were you really born deep down in Louisiana?
How do you get your hair straight like that?
You guys might not know this song, but your kids are going to love it. The Sex Act, you might not like it, but your kids are really going to love it.
Marvin.
It was found
in
Leak.
Marvin Berry, your cousin.
Remember that?
Stop fighting. He goes, come on, Marvin, don't call me now. I have one of my fault sessions.
He goes, this sound.
Oh, yeah, it's where he hid cameras in the bathrooms at his restaurant also.
That's so crazy.
To watch buttholes and...
So is it, this...
Yep.
Man, the
that was rich.
That's a good fart too.
Oh, I'm gonna watch all of them.
If you're gonna pop a fart off, you want it to make the noise.
But when y'all said it to me, I thought they knew the fart was coming.
No, but he just does it.
The surprise fart.
Look what he says. He goes, "Did I fart in your face?" He said it. Did I fart in your face?
And then he says, "I like to do that."
I like to do that. Yeah, guy's got a history.
Where's that at? Where's that on YouTube?
It was on like E-Fox.
Yeah, if you look at any porn site, I'll have it.
Oh, okay.
But if you you don't want to log that.
Gotta log that there.
You don't want a dog fart in a lady's face. You want it to pop. You don't want it like a.
No, you need a.
Oh yeah.
If you need a blaster.
If you have a kink, it's not for a softie to come out. Yeah, it's definitely like a.
You don't want the hot air to go.
Yeah, that's funny of you. You'd be like, damn,
shut up. She goes, oh my God, that really smells. Yeah. Yeah, I know, it's quiet.
He goes, I know, but can you put your face back there? Because I got to get one with sound now.
Hold on, push my cheeks together and then give it a kiss.
We need to get that friction.
Yeah, I need you to push it through these fucking
fat
cheeks.
We need resistance for the sound.
I mean, I got to imagine, though, in the 60s, as a black dude with that kind of like the power he had, like from being that famous and just really cracking ass in a bunch of dumb white bitches' faces, real get back for the 50s and 40s of his life.
And it's a better way to go than the Cosby route.
Sure.
Of like knocking them out.
Give
them
some money.
Here's your money, but I'm going to treat you like fucking garbage.
Were they all prostitutes or what did you?
He says all hookers,
okay.
So when they're leaving, counting their money, talking to their pimp, cutting them out, he goes, so what was Chuck Berry like?
farted
in my face.
This extra 50 came from?
Sorry, you're not getting this poo-poo bear. This is mine.
Telling your kink to a hooker or anybody just the first time's got to be, if it's like that outlandish.
Farting?
Me having to break
no,
to Christine.
No, but he never
that
told
I'm super,
him.
No, I know what I'm saying, but if you have to say your thing ever, it's got to be just like, to a hooker or even someone you like, goes, all right, it's going to be a little weird, but like I need you to put your hand in my butt or I can't really get hard.
Can you call me Sergeant?
Yeah.
But I think it would
forever
go, I think it would go
idea.
How much for? For how much for your hand in my butt?
Oh, yeah, if you're
how
asking
much
a frosty,
yeah, how much for?
How much
so
for
funny?
You to tickle my tank?
But that must have been impossible back then because you couldn't communicate online or apps or find other people who were into it.
No, that's so when they're bent over into the Cadillac. That's when they're leaning over into the Cadillac and he goes, I'm going to fart in your mouth. Or how much for that? And she goes, all right, I'll get in.
Right. Or do you think
it's like a big swing.
Yeah.
It's a big Mark McGuire swing. Yeah.
Do you think he makes it a bunch of like hypothetics first? He was like, because you're a prostitute, huh? Goes, that's cool. He goes, what would you do? Like, how much would you charge if a guy was like, you want to fart in your face? She goes, at least $200. He goes, $200.
That's doable.
He starts looking down. He goes, how much to fart in your face twice? Was it be double the price, or while you're already there, could I rip another one?
I was talking to somebody, and she was saying if it was the second one, you wouldn't even really charge more. You're already there.
You're already smelling it.
The idea of a meek Chuck Berry doing his first prostitute drive-by, where he goes, oh, I was just, thinking about how cool it would be if someone let me fart in their face.
Can you imagine that? Chuck Berry farting in your face? It's almost, you should almost pay me.
And then you suck my dick. And
you want a rock fart in your face? It's a rock star fart.
Yeah, come on.
I would.
So go with
but
Chuck
I think
Berry's
he would ask,
ripping ass in your
he
face.
He would ask for something regular. And then when he got him in the room or got him in the back of the car, he'd be like, a little extra money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, oh, I just want to kiss you and have missionary sex. And then she gets to the hotel. He goes, why don't you lay down in that bathtub?
Remember the girl?
Want to do a little overtime?
There was a girl on that podcast.
Time and a half?
The girl on that podcast that said the thing like, who was it? Odell Beckham, right?
Yeah.
She goes, you want me to send a video of me taking a shit? And then he said he would fly me out and whatever. And they were like, It's crazy.
She was taking a shit on her?
No. She wanted just a video of her taking a shit. Yeah. And then they were all like, God, and like, so gross. Like, I know, right? What kind of shit is that? And they go, so what did you do? I was like, no, I took the video. I'm getting on that plane. I went to the Super Bowl. Like, whatever it was. Like, she just did it. And the girls were like, yeah, bitch. Like, high-fiving her. I'm like, all right.
And that's funny. She don't even like football. She just like the players.
Yeah.
She just likes to be there. She's like, I don't know. I'm here.
But yeah, I mean, it's so funny seeing a hot girl goes, so I took a dude who wanted a video so I can get a free flight to the Super Bowl.
Like, was okay. Shit for nothing all the time.
Yeah, well, two free poops a day. Yeah. I do two free poops a day. If one of those poops turns into Super Bowl tickets.
That's one of those things where it's like her shitting, it's going to look like anybody else shitting. Mm-hmm. So why not change that for Super Bowl tickets?
Yeah.
Right.
You're not wrong.
Shit's taking me places.
Yeah. If I was her boyfriend and you find out, you're like, that's terrible, but
you got two tickets.
Super Bowl
right?
is in Miami.
Those girls in that one video, remember, like, I think it went viral, that video. The guy was like, what? To get in like a $350,000 car. It's like, what do you girls do? It's like, OnlyFans. And he goes, oh, you're doing porn? And they're kind of like, no. It's like, we sell like pubes and our toenails and shit, like mostly, and underwear and stuff. And they make like, yeah. Like we're working on a $350,000 car. It's pretty nuts. They're like, the fact that I couldn't imagine what the sexual thing is to go on, like, I'm going to jerk off and look at a bag of this girl's toenails.
But you know the funny thing about that is they could just send you anybody's toenails.
Of course. That's what I would only assume it was a man's toenail. Like, I would assume that they would fuck me over
look
like
this,
that.
Look
why
at this
wouldn't
hanger.
You?
Like, this toenail's aggressive.
This
is an American size 14.
No one's going to feel bad for you when you complain and go, hey, I gave you good money. You sent me a dude's toenails. Like, yeah, talk to HR.
This cup of piss smells like man piss.
You got to tell your son.
This pube feels like it probably came from your uncle or something.
Yeah. This is an ass hair.
He goes, hold on. Come over here. I'm going to see if this plugs in. It doesn't. He goes,
get over here, Cinderella. Oh, that doesn't fit at
like,
all.
This doesn't match.
Yeah. Dude, being that horny, though, where you're like, $1,000, you send me some toenails? Oh, I'm such a piece of shit.
That's another fetish.
Yeah, you got a nut.
A comic that like spits in his drink. They like spit in their drink.
Yeah. Really?
But the most you could dial back to, like, a lot of it comes in the moment of horny, how much you'll dial back, like, to, or not even say, like, dial up to, like, get the thing. You know what I mean? If a girl's like, well, I want to see you wear panties. You know what I mean? Like, where do you...
Do you guys remember the Oscar De La Hoya pictures that came out of him in lingerie?
Oh, really? Is that what that was?
No. Yeah, it was like Oscar De La Hoya in like lingerie and boxing gloves, and he's like doing that, and you're like, I bet he was drunk and horny enough that a woman was like, smoking hot Brazilian, was like, pull on my underwear! And he was like, all right.
I'll put on panties for Christine, but I'm going to kill her in those panties.
I'll put lingerie on. You know, long as I got to check for cameras, but you know what I'm saying? I'll put the lingerie... Like, think about it. If the girl's bad, you'd be like, I got shit to lose. Yeah, I'm about to get some pussy.
You want to look like that, Kareem?
Nah, you wouldn't.
Oh, no, I said no cameras.
The reason I wouldn't is because I would. The reason I wouldn't is because I would believe I'd look so ridiculous. She's not going to want to fuck. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's putting yourself too.
You're degrading too much
into I'm unattractive. Like, I don't feel like
I don't love me.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not gonna fuck this girl.
It's just
good
like,
doing
it has
this.
To be
and
her.
That's not even bad as I thought. What it was, I thought it was like a Victoria's Secret.
But it has to be her turn on to be like incredibly dominant or whatever, and just demean you. Just tell me my dick is the smallest you've ever seen. Like those.
I get the verbal. I get the like even some of that shit. You know what I mean? I still have to feel like I look as good as I could possibly look in the situation. Sure. I can't go to like, remember that girl blew me because I was wearing heels and panties?
Remember I had to wipe that lipstick off my face after she blew me? You're like,
Oh man, after you come and you're dressed like that, Oscar De La Hoya goes, okay, so I'm going to go use the bathrooms.
I'm going to head out.
Like he's Wilder Wilder.
It's going to go use the bathrooms now.
Okay, all the cum came out of me. I'm all done now. Damn, dude.
You got to take a scissors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Neosporin my buttholes.
Whoever the friend is that has to call him and they go, hey, Oscar, pictures leaked.
She said that was not a real camera.
No, she said that was no film. She said there was no film in that digital camera.
She said she was just testing her friend something different.
No, she said she was going to the delitos. Well, they're on ESPN.com.
The shock is always funny. You know those photos that were already on the cloud? Yeah. Other people have them now.
You dress like this? Yeah, for pussy.
Yeah, I don't know. You've
seen
her?
That's the thing. Is there anything you could be shocked by now? After we've seen so much, is there anything that you could be like, oh my God?
Probably someone admit to it. Like someone to just be like, if someone was like forthcoming with it, that would shock me. If someone was like one of those gay, those preachers that hates gay guys, and finally, like before he gets caught, he goes, yeah, I just have to say it. I'm gay.
Right.
Just that would shock me.
You know what one kind of shocked me? Remember the Rex Ryan one?
Yeah. Some of them did. When he's in defeat.
He was in defeat. You remember that? Yeah. So it's like, and they found videos of his wife who had like popular foot fetish videos, and it was clear Rex Ryan was filming it.
Uh huh.
And so, and they kind of like shamed him for it, but it's like, of all the weird shit, it's just like a guy who's like obsessed with his wife's feet.
Yeah.
I'm not
pretty
sure.
Wholesome, actually.
Pretty wholesome.
Who's Rex Ryan?
He used to be the coach of the New York Jets. He's been a defensive coordinator in a bunch. He's the son of Buddy Ryan.
But also, if his wife's feet, that's fair.
No,
that's monogamy.
That's what we're saying. It's like he caught a lot of shit for it, but it's like maybe the sweetest act of the last 20 years.
But it's cool. It's your wife. Anything you do with your wife should be fine.
That's Marv Albert.
Like, I love wholesome fetishes.
Marv Albert used to bite hooker backs.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he'd put on lingerie and just bite bitches in the back, and then they were like, he's
all right. Did he put on lingerie?
Yeah, I think he did.
I only knew about the bite.
Yeah, and then he'd be like, yes, bite me.
Nom, 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 nom.
He snorted.
Ah, fuck this hugger. Yeah, dude, you're right. Like a wholesome monogamous thing where it was like, my wife and I enjoy this in the privacy of our own bedroom.
But
yeah,
and then the New York Post headline is like, freak. It's like, that's
But anybody finding out your thing, that's the worst.
That's the thing. They try to make you feel, you know the funny thing? People try to make you feel bad for everything. Though.
Yeah.
If you stink up the bathroom, they'll try to make you feel bad.
Okay. Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's the bathroom.
Yeah, that's what we do.
I did everything right.
I went where I was supposed to go.
I did everything right.
I didn't stink up the kitchen.
I didn't shit in the kitchen like I wanted to.
I took it to the bathroom.
I did it right.
The sink much bigger. More room to breathe.
Like a decent fucking man.
Yeah. And now I'm ashamed for it.
I'm the bad guy now.
I think the point of all this really comes down to free R. Kelly.
Yeah.
I think it's time to free R. Kelly. The guy. He gets it now.
You know what, Jay? I'm going to put it out there. Ghislaine, too. Get her out.
Free of both. Put them on the island.
They're gonna be
pedophile island.
Free if it's for good behavior, which will be way easier given that there's no children in there.
Yeah, for real. It's old people.
I don't know. R. Kelly might not, because, you know, when it comes to being in, labels some type of sex offender in jail, I think, you know, prisoners, they don't take kindly to that.
Oh, he's not going to... He'll never see another prisoner.
He got beat up one time.
Huh?
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to see another prisoner ever. He'll be in segregation for sure.
No, did you see the video where he had this... He sung for someone's... I was talking about...
Oh, they bullied him into doing it?
He sung for some guy's kid.
Sing happy birthday, motherfucker! Not that song! Yeah. Birthday song!
Happy birthday!
He's just holding the phone to it. He goes, sorry, I can't be home. I killed 16 people, but hold on. Sing it.
So if that's a little microcosm of what about to,
that's true.
When he go to the big house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because now he's not in the...
I don't think they're going to drop him in Gen Pop, though.
He's not in the main prison, though. He's not in, like, right now he's in, like, in the place you go as you go to trial before you sentence.
Like the Rikers. The jail.
Yeah. Where is he? He's in New York, right? In Brooklyn somewhere.
Is he?
I seen something.
He was getting sentenced in Brooklyn. I don't know where they're sending him.
But I felt like I should go down.
I guess I figured he would go to the Martha Stewart version of it. You know, it's just like
it's the rest of his life.
Yeah,
he'll be 80 at least.
Would he get 30? You said
30 years. It's the rest of his life essentially.
A lot of money and appeals.
Does anybody get out at 80 and then pick back up again?
Cosby was trying to go back back out on the road.
But the thing is,
he was trying.
If you do get out at 80, you'd be like, man, I did the time. Yeah. Who has to do more crap?
What do you guys want to fucking have the courts get better sentencing?
Just finish this job up.
Oh, we got to wrap this sumbitch up. Yeah. Send him out. Remember the good old days? Remember when he would sing the children that if they believed they could just fly to his house?
The Pied Piper.
And then live there in a weird basement shed where you have to pee in a bucket? Hey man, whatever fuels the music,
he'd pee on you into the bucket.
For tomorrow. I think I speak for the group that I say, whatever fuels the music, it doesn't matter. Everybody, Flatbush Misdemeanors, available, streaming right now on Showtime, Hulu, and Amazon Prime. Dan Perlman and Kareem Green, thank you so much for hanging out with us, man. It's so fucking exciting to see you guys and doing it. You guys working together. It's fucking so cool,
he's
man.
He's my dad. On
yeah, we got history, man. Yeah. I'm your dad, and I'm his savior.
Yeah. He is.
Yeah. I saved him in Maryland after he after we almost got ourselves
more
murdered.
Than once. There is only one true savior, and it is Kareem Green.
Kareem Green.
DanSutter.com, BigJComedy.com.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Kent State's reputation in the fashion industry is something you would hear from everyone when you're in New York City.
I will say we're quite well known for being hard workers.
Kent is really known for delivering well-rounded students.
Kent has one of the most prestigious fashion programs in the U.S. and also internationally ranked.
Our alumni are in every corner of the industry, every job position that you can imagine.
They all are ready. They have all the courses. They have everything under, you know, under their belt.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.